Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
It's late, close to 11 p.m., somewhere deep in the Southern Republic. Two brothers lie in separate rooms on a peeling duplex with warped floors and no working AC. One is 13 and the other 18. Outside, the world hums with, you hear quiet drones and heat still rising off the pavement. It's hot. The summers here get really hot. Inside, a fan rattles in the window and the soft flicker of a Neurocaster spills from the living room, casting blue static over your father's sleeping form. The house smells like old beer and sour air, but something breaks the silence. We hear feet moving, someone is scurrying, and Vincent, you see your older brother, he's like shaking you up. He says, "Vinny,
whoa,
hey Vinny."
Whoa.
Sorry. Wake up, bro, wake up.
Oh, did you figure out how to fix this AC? It's hot as hell in here.
No, man, but get up, man.
Yeah,
You'll thank me in 5 minutes, bro.
Oh, yeah, where are we going?
Listen, I got a surprise. Just come on, put your boots on and get your flashlight. Meet me in the garage.
Yeah. I got them over here somewhere. I think I put them on my bed.
Okay. And you see him just grinning. He says, "Listen, no questions. Just trust me, okay?"
Yeah, I always trust you, Victor.
Luther.
Oh. Sorry, the heat.
Is that his middle name?
Has addled my brain. I'm calling him by his middle name. Sorry, Luther.
It's pretty late. Bro, wake up.
Yeah, honestly, I could use more sleep. So he'll kind of rub at his eyes a bit. He'd been putting on the wrong shoes even, so he'll kind of get those right before getting a flashlight from his dresser drawer.
Yeah. So what does he put on? It's late at night, but as you know, the summers here, even at 11 p.m., are still pretty warm.
Oh, he just makes sure to have a T-shirt on, even though the AC was off. He just quickly pulls on it. On kind of just an old raggedy T-shirt and some shorts. But yeah, with these nights being so hot, there's not a lot to add in regards to layers.
Okay, gotcha. So you make your way, you have to pass the living room, you have to pass your dad, and you see him, you see like the box fan as it rattles next to him. He's the one that got the fan tonight. And you see him sitting on he's on the couch, like the lazy boy seat, and he has like Neurocaster. It's kind of slipped sideways. There's an open beer on his stomach. He's like knocked out, and you have to sneak past him. What are your thoughts as you kind of see him as you try to make your way to the garage?
I mean, I kind of try to peer under his Neurocaster just to maybe catch a peek of maybe what he was watching. But hearing like his breathing probably hiccup a bit, it kind of steps back.
You take a peek, you see something that is not for kid's eyes.
Oh, I don't know how you can watch that stuff, Luther. That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. So, and then continue on to the garage?
Yeah.
So, you see him. He's just drooling into the future as usual. So you make your way to the garage. Your brother's there. He has a back. He's like a big, like camping backpack on.
How far were we going again, Luther?
He says, listen, I got all the stuff packed, okay? And I packed some snacks, and ooh, I got our bikes ready.
Oh, all right. Listen,
we're not going far. We're going to our spot. We're going to the pier.
Oh, really? Are we doing a spot of fishing, or did you have something else in mind?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Do fish sleep?
I mean, I've never seen one sleep, so I'd say no.
Listen, I don't know, little brother, but okay, let's go.
Yeah.
So you see him, like, has his backpack on. He, like, rolls the bike out slowly and quietly, rolls the garage door down.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, listen. Dad'll kill us, but he's knocked out.
Yeah, he's not gonna hear a thing, and I'll kind of bend down and remove that baseball card I have between the spokes of my wheels just to make it a little quieter.
Yeah. And, but he's like, yeah, Dad, one day they'll find him still plugged in, just bones in a recliner.
Yeah, I honestly don't know how he gets up for work and leaves that chair. Basically holds him there.
You remember last week he was sitting in there, I think, all day. He said it was my day off, but I'm pretty sure he had to work.
He's got a lot of days off recently.
You're telling me. Anyway, let's go.
Yeah.
And then he usually has like a bell that makes noise on his. So he's like, you see his hand on top of the bell so it's not hitting or dinging. So he holds on to it, and you guys are just riding. You're going through like the silent suburban roads, kind of lit by the sickly yellow street lights. One is flashing, like, you know, that's the broken one. And the world feels paused. You see the moon high in the sky. And we're just riding here, like your pedals clicking and the wheels grinding. And as you're riding, your brother says, remember when we said we'd steal a boat?
Oh, wait, did you actually find one?
I mean, kind of.
Oh.
I just still have those thoughts of, you know, heading west and just never coming back, you know?
Yeah, it'd be nice to cut ties and not have to come back home, for sure.
Yeah. He goes, I still think about that sometimes. You know, just getting a boat, not even to fish, just to keep moving.
Yeah. Well, we'd hit all those cities on the coast like we talked about. And I think
it'd be great. What city do you want to... Tell me about those cities again. Where do you want to go?
Oh, I don't know if it's so much the cities themselves, but I just want to see different people. You know, we've been stuck here in this cul-de-sac for who knows how long. You just see the same faces, and I figure we go around and
yeah, it gets pretty boring, right?
Yeah.
Dad doesn't do anything. He doesn't go anywhere. He didn't take us anywhere.
No. Hardly talks to me.
But he doesn't even know your birthday's coming up next week.
Yeah. I've been wondering, what were we going to plan for that one?
For your birthday? Yeah. For your 14th birthday?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I got a shift at work, but...
Oh,
I think I'll call it off. I'll call it off.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, you could call in sick. People do that all the time and then just show up a little later.
I know, but when I call in sick, you know, I don't get paid, and you know what happens when we don't have money.
Yeah. That's the one thing, money. Yeah, you know what? One of these days when we take that boat out, we'll strike it rich.
One way. You think so?
Yeah.
You know, you're about to get old enough to get your own job, no?
Yeah,
but... Are you too young?
Luther, there'll be time for that. Like, you know, I'm just enjoying my days.
Right. Okay, you're right.
Feels nice
I'm
on this bike and feeling the cool breeze. I don't want to think about being responsible for things, but...
I'm sorry. It's just hard sometimes. You know, Dad doesn't really do anything. It's just... Yeah. I don't know how he's keeping the roof over our heads.
Honestly, I'm not sure either.
Yeah, no, you don't have to worry about this. You're just a kid.
Yeah. Well, I know you, Luther. You've always got things figured out. We'll get through this. Yeah. I trust you.
You're right. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. You see his face as he says, you're just a kid. And then we see both of you guys. And it's two kids. But you see the kind of weight of another kid who's had to take on adult responsibility.
Oh, come on, Luther. Let's think about it. You found us a boat. We've got till the sun rises to do a spot of fishing. Like we said, fish don't sleep.
Right, I guess so. We don't even got fishing poles. You know, we've always just watched people and...
I mean, I figure you can use...
Maybe we can find one?
Yeah, yeah. And anyway, people, maybe the boat, he's got it stashed somewhere in a drawer, and we'll just take those as well.
Maybe. You know what? Yes, let's look for one once we get there.
Yeah.
So you guys continue on. You see that the pier gets closer. You guys reach your little hideout area. This is the spot that you guys would come to. And the pier groans in the dark. You see boards are warped, half rotted, crates and netting long abandoned in your little area. And as you're getting closer, you see one boat kind of bobbling gently out of reach. It's kind of rusted, a little waterlogged. Luther walks up. He says, God, I miss this place.
Yeah,
still stinks like dead fish and freedom.
Smells more like home than back home, for sure.
You're right. I've been working so much. We haven't been here in a while.
No.
But you see this one here?
Yeah.
He points to one. He says, that one's still stuck. That's why I was riding by earlier and I saw this one.
Oh, does it still run? The little trolling motor?
I don't think the motor... I don't know how to fix it. And you seem like scratch his head. But we got the oars. We can row out there. We can row.
Yeah, yeah. As long as it floats, we're a go.
Yeah. We should name it. We should name it something stupid. The unsinkable Vin. Maybe.
It does have a nice ring to it, unsinkable. But you know.
Yes. Fits, right? All scraped up, but still floating.
I feel like this is an insult to me somehow, but...
It's not an insult. No, you're unsinkable, man. And he kind of elbows you with his arm.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like
that.
Yeah.
He drops his backpack. He unzips it. You see a pair of, like, large industrial scissors. He's like, they're, like, way too big, too serious for this moment. He's like, I got these from work at the mechanic shop. I do have to bring it back in the morning because they check their inventory.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get fired.
Well.
So just make sure I don't lose these.
Oh, yeah. You're the most careful person I know, Luther. There's no way you'll lose those.
He says, he shows you like the scar next to like his right rib when he did a flip that one time. He's like, this will say something different, brother.
That was just a freak accident.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's my clumsiness. So he gets the scissors, he crouches at the post, anchoring that boat line, and you see him start to kind of like hack at it and saw through it. I've been thinking about this all week.
Oh, man. How could you sit on a secret like this for a whole week and not tell me?
Well, I just know I'd be busy and I wanted to surprise you.
Well. So. I mean, heck of an early birthday present.
Yeah. So, let's get inside and have just a little taste of what it'd be like, you know, just me and you. Water, stars, nobody else.
Well, call me Captain. I'll try to hop from the pier to the boat.
Yeah. Well, he says, oh, be careful.
Hey,
Be careful.
I know it's a quiet thing, your sea legs, but I figure if you run, maybe you'll pick it up faster.
Yeah, maybe. But, okay, so you're the captain of the unsinkable Vin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, what does that make me?
I don't know, maybe like the co-captain, the second hand.
We got to look up the terms. Yeah, I'm not... I realize that we don't know nothing about boats, actually. We just sit here and we...
not actually sure. Watch out for the tides and that. And I figure we maybe need a compass. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I realize we'd probably dive really... We don't know anything about boats.
No.
Okay, well, actually, I guess we can check the neurocasters, right? But those things always freak me out. I know we can get information, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty fast. You hook up and just look it up. Would it have anything on boats, though?
It would. I just... Maybe we can find, like, a library or something.
Yeah, maybe. But I figure maybe it's a little bit of trial and error. Like you said, we'll have this boat to ourselves. I bet you we can pick it up.
See him, like, swing his leg in. He's like, hold the boat for a minute.
Oh. Yeah. No, wait, well, just hurry. It's not drifting too far.
Okay. You see him put both legs in, swings the his backpack inside. See, he kind of, like, stands proud, puts his arms, his hands on his hips. You, like, see the wind kind of, like, tossing his curls as the boat begins to drift slightly closer with the tide into, like, the middle of, like, this huge lake area. It's okay.
Well, if you didn't pack the fishing poles in that bag, what did you pack?
Oh, okay, so I kind of thought we could spend the night out here. So I got a couple sleeping bags, because, well, it's pretty hot. We probably... Yeah. I got a couple pillows in here and a sleeping bag, but...
That'd be something really soft to lay down on, but yeah.
Exactly. Do you want to try fishing?
And you kind of peer over the boat into the water.
Yeah,
that whole thing about fish sleeping, I don't know. I am curious.
I realize we really don't know nothing about fish. I guess we would just come here and dream, but I guess we got to be a little bit more realistic.
You got to start with a dream before you start making goals, and then you achieve those goals.
Who taught you that, huh?
you did, a little bit.
Okay, you're right. Okay, you seem to start to look around. Might be some poles in here.
Yeah. Ah! Let's check those side drawers.
Here we go. Oh, it's kind of stuck. Oh, and you see his hands, like, help me.
Yeah, I got your back. Put your foot there.
And then you hear,
there.
Like, a... Nope. And then you hear, like, a little bit of, like, a crack. He's like,
They won't even notice. They left their boat out for so long. And anyway, half a pole's still a pole.
It's fine. There's only... And you look inside, you see there's only one inside. We'll take turns. You go first, Vin.
You sure?
Yeah. And he peers over the boat again. The water is mighty quiet. Don't see nothing moving down
there. Yeah, you might be right.
We can give it a try. Let's see.
All right, well.
Let's see if we're having fish for dinner.
Yeah. That's a spirit. We'll wake these fish up and we'll serve them up. And we'll begin loosening the line to get ready to cast it out to the water.
Yeah. So he kind of helps you cast it out, and the line goes out. And 30 minutes kind of turns into an hour. You guys are kind of just sitting there and floating. He kind of sits back. You see him kick his legs over the boat as you're still just, like, holding the fishing pole. He goes, you get anything yet?
Honestly, I think they're asleep. There's no way.
Fish do sleep.
Yeah.
Okay, well, just set the pole right there. Come, hang back with me.
Yeah. So.
With his arms behind his head.
About those snacks, anything good?
Oh, yeah. I did stop at the store. Don't have that much money till I get paid for my next check, but here's what I found. So, pulls out one of your favorite snacks. What is it?
I would think it would be kind of an off-brand version of Pringles.
Yes, exactly. What's the flavor?
Definitely just like black, cayenne pepper spice.
Oh, okay. He pulls out cayenne pepper, like the off-brand Pringles. They're called singles. He goes, here you go.
Oh, yeah, singles, my favorite.
Yeah, he pulls it out. He goes, here you go, buddy. And I got us some, I couldn't get Dr. Pepper, but I got some Dr. Pibb.
Oh.
Yes.
Busting out the classics.
Yeah, we're getting real fancy here, brother. Pulls out that, and he has like a sandwich that he made too. You can see that like wrapped up in foil, and so he pulls that out too, and he's like, ah, and you hear the sound of this soda open. So, you're almost 14.
Yeah, the big 1-4.
Yeah. How you feeling?
Oh, I feel like that's gonna be my year. My favorite number twice. Having to be seven.
I forgot your favorite number is seven.
Yeah, yep. That's the number that you win in slots and that I've seen on TV. So figure, get those match up and you're home free.
You think we'll make it big one day?
Oh,
get out of here.
Between the two of us, yeah, we can do anything.
Okay. I've been thinking about not that I want to leave you, but I've been thinking about going to college and getting a degree. You know, but that would mean I'd leave.
I mean, you would really leave?
I think maybe you can come. Think you could come with me. Why not?
Yeah, I've heard of people that if they're smart enough, they get like, or they can take a test, like a GED test, and say they've graduated high school, and I could be there with you.
Yeah, and you're really smart, right?
I pick up things here and there, but
smarter than me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate that. But yeah, we'll make it work.
Yeah, okay. No. I can't leave you, little Vin. And what is Dad gonna do? He doesn't know what he's doing.
No idea.
I can't leave you with him.
No. But yeah, don't worry about me. Yeah, we'll head over to whatever college you want to go to. And we'll figure it out from there, you know?
Yeah. And you see him kind of look off into the distance, small smile on his face.
Yeah.
I think that can work. Yeah. Nope. I'm not leaving you, Vin. Not leaving you. You're coming with me,
yeah.
No matter what. Even if I gotta hide you in this backpack.
Yeah. That school better watch out for the two of us.
And as you guys sit in the silence and the stillness, you can hear both of your guys' breath, and the moonlight is kind of casting like this shine on the water. You see like a shooting star like passes overhead.
Dibs on the wish.
Ah! Yeah, what are you thinking?
Oh, isn't the whole thing you're not supposed to tell anyone?
Ah, you're...
Well, you know what? Between brothers, I doubt it nullifies
it.
Yeah, no.
I think you can tell your family. I think that was, you know, one of those caveats smart people be talking about.
Yeah, well, between you and me, wish for $1 million. You can do so much with that money. Think about it. All your problems, just throw a wad of cash at it.
That would be so nice. And then we wouldn't be in this kind of boat. We'd have a boat with a working motor. And he kind of slaps the broken motor behind him.
Nice, fast boat. We'll throw out a net behind us, and the fish will just fall into it.
And we wouldn't even have to learn how to fish. We'd have someone to do the fishing for us.
Yeah.
We could pay someone to fish for us, and then we ought to learn.
They'd get the lines ready, and we'll just reel them in.
Exactly. And then we could get the credit, because we could just pay them to say we got the credit.
Yeah, we'll hold up the biggest fish and, just say
that. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I always told you we'd escape this place. I still believe that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, look at us now. We said we'd steal a boat, and we've stolen a boat.
Hey, something. You know, just wait and see, and I'll find a way. You don't have to worry about it, okay?
Yeah.
You're just a kid.
Yeah, you always
and I'm technically an adult, so you don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But you and me, we don't end up like him.
Oh, no. We'll never end up like him.
It's only us, right?
Yeah, just the two of us. We can do anything.
And you see stars start to blur as you see him kind of getting really tired. It's now like close to 2 a.m. And you feel like the water is kind of slapping against the boat. And it's very, it's like relaxing. It's soothing, that kind of rock of the boat. And you see your brother start to nod off. He goes, hey. He goes, don't fall asleep on the edge, okay?
Yeah.
I don't want to have to pull you out of the water.
Well, that's what the life preservers are for. We got those, right?
He goes, no, man. I'm sorry. I realize we really don't know nothing about fish.
That we don't.
He goes, let's just stay a little longer, though. Yeah. Just until the lights start coming back on.
It's so cool here. I think I'm gonna take a nap if you'll wake me up.
Of course, don't worry.
Hey, you! You don't look familiar. First time in this part of the city? I see that sneer on your face. Better wipe it off before I do it for you. This is home. This is the best place you could ever want to be. Whether or not this is where you meant to end up, you found yourself on a rather fortuitous street. You see that corner building down there? 3 floors up. Lamplight Investigative Services. Friends of mine, you ask. Loaded words you're throwing around this evening. Good people is what they are, though. Not a single one of them will admit to being nice. Something about duty, yada yada. A bunch of BS, if I do say so myself. Who am I? No need to worry your pretty little head about that. I'm sure my name will come up in time. But go. See for yourself, 3 floors up, gold-gilded sign. As for Mama, don't tell him I sent you. She'll know what to do.
All doors are just windows that we can't see through. You ever think about that?
We provide our patrons with anonymity.
Hello, this is Mama Amoretta speaking.
Lamplight Investigations, a Thirsty Sword Lesbian's noir mystery. Full season available now on QueerPG.
We transition to the day, or at least it's early morning. I don't know how much of a good sleep you can get in this kind of dinky, like a rickety boat? Rinky dink? I think that's the word I was coming up with. But yes, you could start to hear like birds, seagulls are kind of squawking and passing by. You actually wake up before your brother.
Oh, Luther, I got the worst crick in my neck. Oh, definitely shouldn't sleep on my side like that.
And you see him, he's knocked out. He's just, and you take a moment to like look at his face and you realize like just how tired he looks. You kind of see like the bags under his eyes and lines on his face that are usually conducive of someone who's a lot older. And as you're taking this time to like look at him, what's going through your mind?
No, he's always done a lot for me. I mean, taking up those extra shifts, he's probably dead tired. I'll grab that sleeping bag we were using on the ground, kind of drape it over him, even though it is hot. Sometimes it's comfortable to have a blanket. So I just do that, just to kind of hopefully stave off some of the sun rays that are starting to go over the boat, let him sleep a little longer. But yeah, I just think of how lucky I am that I have a brother like him.
And you start to see there are people who are making their way as it's kind of like Saturday, early Saturday morning. People who are off work are coming to fish. You start to see people like making their way down the docks to their, like, more official boats. And you see a couple kind of, like, looking around. Like, confused.
I would, seeing that they're looking for something in around probably the same place as our boat, I kind of duck down, kind of begin to shake Luther a little gently and then become a little more vigorous if he doesn't wake up.
He goes, what is it?
Luther, keep your voice down.
What? What's going on?
The people who own this boat, they decided to go fishing today.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll admit it was a possibility. And he gets up. My back.
Yeah.
And then you see him kind of flip over a little bit and then lift up his head, like, slightly. Like, peek his head out.
I don't think they've seen us yet, so I mean, if we pack up and just leave, I think it should be fine.
We're still floating out here. Oh, let me just... And he looks up again, and as he looks up, you can see that they're looking, and then their head stops at the boat. And then they start to wave. The man looks angry.
What is it, Luther?
I think we should just come clean. That's always the right thing to do. Just come clean.
Then we'll just be heaped with a bunch of punishments. We'll be grounded the rest of the year.
No. It's okay. Listen, I am good at talking. Yeah. And you won't get in trouble. You don't have to worry. You're just a kid.
Yeah.
It's okay. You don't have to worry. I think the right thing to do is just to bring it back. We were just having fun, and I'll explain, okay? It'll be okay.
I mean, he could maybe not have seen us. Maybe we can just swim away, but he goes back, gets his boat. That way everybody wins, you know?
You see him sit up, and then he waves at the couple. He goes, I think the right thing to do is to give them back their boat. It's not ours. We were just having fun.
All right, if you're sure, Luther.
No, I'm sure. It's just, I don't want to get, you know, maybe it's a small town, and I don't want to get in trouble and lose my job, and, you know, I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah.
But you don't have to worry. You're just, yeah, you don't have to worry. Let's just go back, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Are you sure you're not going to get in trouble from this?
No, I think we'll be fine. I think it's just, they'll be like, oh, it's just a bunch of kids having fun and being stupid, you know? I don't think we'll get in trouble.
But let's just at least get rid of this broken fishing pole. We don't need to compound our crimes.
You think, let's just...
I'll just throw that overboard.
I think... No, until you go, stop. They'll see us throw stuff overboard. Just put it back in the little holder there. We'll just shut that drawer.
Yeah. Just nice and tight so we can't get this open. Yep.
Okay, let's go. He grabs the oars and starts to row back. He goes, okay, you calm down. I think you'll be okay. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
Everything will be okay. It's just you and me. See him start to row back. And as you get back, you see that this couple, the man, the woman looks more disappointed, but the man does look angry. He goes, what are you kids doing with my boat? You trying to steal my boat?
No.
Get out!
Yeah, of course. So.
And then your brother, he's like, oh, no, hey, we're so sorry, we just never been on a boat before, and if I could just explain, and the man is just like, get out, now, if you broke anything in that boat, I will call the police, and you will go to jail, young man. You wait right here while I check over this boat. And so the boat gets, like, pulled in by the line, and this man looks so angry.
I would probably kind of pull on Luther's arm. Come on, while he's looking in that boat, let's just go. Our bikes are just right there.
I know, but I just... Listen, he said he wanted us to wait. Well, it's okay. Actually, you just take this bag. Take my backpack. Just wait by my bike. And you see him, like, he sounds a little bit nervous, and he's kind of stuttering a little bit.
I'll be here, Luther. I can corroborate your story, you know.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Listen, listen. And he puts his hands on your shoulders. Everything's gonna be okay. Just go wait by the bikes, please.
All right. I mean, but you better be there in 5 minutes.
I will. Just please, just go. You shouldn't have to hear this.
All right. I'll make sure your bike's ready when you get over to our place.
Okay. Thank you, little man.
Yeah.
Remember, you're the unsinkable Vin.
Yeah. But Captain. All right, take care, co-captain.
Okay. You hear him take like a big, like a deep breath, try to steady himself. Eventually, you're kind of like a ways away. You can't hear the exact words that are being said, but you can just hear and see like the man's kind of wild arm movements and like pointing at your brother. And you can see your brother like talking back, and you see him like flinching a little bit, and stepping back sometimes. But he's like putting his hands together. You see those motions of like someone who's just like apologizing profusely. And you can see the man get really close, like in his face, just like pointing at his face and yelling at him. And then eventually, maybe like 10 minutes later, your brother finally turns around, kind of like looks dejected for a bit, and then starts to walk back towards you.
I'll walk up to him, kind of just walking with our bikes. Everything okay, Luther?
And you can see like his eyes look a little red. He goes, everything is absolutely a-okay. I took care of it. So we are not in trouble at all.
He looked like he was yelling though. Like that doesn't seem like everything was okay.
I you know, sometimes people just gotta get stuff off their chest.
I mean, are you in trouble though, Luther?
Oh, no. We're both fine, actually. And so we're not actually in trouble at all. Nope.
Oh, I mean, you can be honest with me, Luther. I mean, if you're in trouble, I can help out. I mean, like you said, I'm old enough for a job. If you wanted us to pay for that chain,
I was mostly kidding. I don't think kids should work. No. But I think let's just get on our bikes. Let me grab that bag from you.
Yeah, here you go.
You see him put the heavy backpack on and like adjust his shirt a bit. And then he waits for you to get on your bike, too.
Yeah, I'll get on it. You sure, though? I can talk to him. I can just...
Nope, just let the man have his boat. And, what do you want to do today? It's the weekend. I don't have to work till tonight.
Yeah.
You want to go? Let's go to the diner.
Yeah, that'd be nice. A little spot of food. Food will clear this up, I think.
Exactly. Let's go to the diner.
Alrighty. Oh.
And you see, he see him put a smile on his face, puts his hand on your shoulder. He goes, "Look at me."
Yeah.
I got a smile on my face. I'm okay. And I don't know if you can notice it just yet, but you can see that the smile is not reaching his eyes.
I mean. Yeah. Everything will be fine. Everything will work out.
Yeah, it's only us, right?
Yeah, just us against the world.
Only us. This was a prelude in our Operation Firewall Character Spotlight series. The main season kicks off soon, so make sure you're subscribed on your favorite podcast platform to catch it. And if you enjoyed these glimpses into our travelers' past, consider leaving a rating or even sharing the show. It helps out way more than you know. Thanks for listening.